With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Since the Trump administration canceled thousands of international students' visas, Cal State Monterey Bay staff and students have worried about what might happen to them. KAZU's Eduardo Gonzalez-Torres reports.
Students close their laptops and notebooks as Professor Jose Pablo Dondore Arias thanks his class for a wonderful semester.
We see you around. Say hi. Reach out if you need anything. For all of you who are staying around, we'll see you next semester. And thank you for your participation.
Dondore Arias is an associate professor and coordinator of the Agriculture Plant and Soil Science Department at CSUMB. He came to the U.S. in 2008 from Costa Rica under a student visa to pursue his graduate studies. The only visa complications Dondore Arias ever had were when his visa documents and passport displayed his name differently. This year, international students face unexpected trouble under the Trump administration after more than 1,500 visas were canceled. Dondore Arias says he's never seen something like this before.
What we're seeing now is completely unprecedented and never heard of this kind of situations.
International students at CSUMB worry it could happen to them. One international student from Japan studying under a J-1 visa became afraid after her home university warned her of cancellations. She agreed to speak, but only anonymously because of the current situation.
They forced to go back to Japan or their countries, and I'm scared.
She believes it's unfair, and says if she were in the position of having her visa canceled, she can't imagine how she would accept it. Rio, another international student from Japan on a student visa, asked that we only use her first name. She expressed the same feelings after a similar message from her home university.
I'm kind of scary because I got notification that many students started to take visa.
Other international students chose not to speak with me because of fear and uncertainty. The Federal Student Exchange Visitor Information System keeps track of international students in the United States. It tracks unauthorized employment, enrollment as a full-time student, and any new changes to the student's status. In the past, if a student visa were revoked or canceled, the student would go through a due process. Hollister immigration attorney Lizette Rodriguez Peña says that has changed under the Trump administration.
As we've seen in many of the immigration cases, they're not following what they call the due process or what is the standard laws of the Immigration National Act.
Rodriguez Peña says many students who have received the cancellation notice have fully complied with their visa requirements, according to the government's own information system. She says visa holders should not shy away from expressing themselves.
Certain institutions are being targeted, certain students from certain nationalities are being targeted. It's just kind of making sure that when you do go to protest, that you're aware about your rights.
The United States is traditionally a popular destination for international students. A St. John's University study found over 1 million students from abroad chose the United States last school year. But students aren't the only ones worried. Dondore Arias says he's heard from staff who are also uncertain about what will happen to them.
They are still fearing what would happen if they travel, if they come back, if there are any issues at the airport, would they be able to be back to teach their classes or take care of their own?
And he says CSUMB has already seen the impact of international students rethinking their plans. Dondore Arias says he's had prospective students tell him they may not come to this country after all.
Because of our close proximity to the ag industry, they wanted to pursue degrees here at CSUMB. Now they are rethinking or considering other options because out of fear or trying to avoid the potential risk of being in a vulnerable situation.
Dondore Arias says he was privileged to have never experienced a similar situation. CSUMB said in a statement it remains dedicated to supporting its staff and students, and confirmed that zero international students on campus have had their visas revoked or canceled. Eduardo Gonzalez-Torres, KAZU News.
CSUMB holds the broadcast license for KAZU. Eduardo Gonzalez-Torres was a spring 2025 intern. This is KAZU News.